This week on Facebook, a friend posted a picture of the ghost of Christmas past. It was me. The picture's 35 years old, but I never saw it until this past Monday. You see, I had the great honor and pleasure of being cast as the ghost of Jacob Marley in the McFadyen Hoopman production of Scrooge, the musical version of Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. If it looks like I'm floating above the stage in the picture, I was. I was a ghost, after all. They hooked me up to a flying harness rig designed by the same guy who flew Mary Martin in the Broadway production of Peter Pan. Oh, she was very good. But she didn't have to wear chains. Just saying. Now here's the untold story. I had to put on those chains and hook up to the harness more than a half hour before my entrance. They had to haul me up to the rafters above the stage before the curtain opened and the show started. And there I hung, suspended some 20 feet above the stage, chains and all, while the audience enjoyed a long overture and then a wonderful scene with a crowd of men and women and children in costumes, singing a beautiful Christmas song. And when that was over and the thunderous applause died down, another song started as I continued to dangle overhead. A musical scene with the kids called Christmas Children. More applause. More music. Occasionally, one of the kids would glance up at me, wondering if I was about to come crashing down on top of them. I never did, of course, but I'll tell you this. The next number I hung around for was Scrooge himself singing a song called I Hate People. By that time, I was beginning to understand how he felt. I'd been drifting overhead for half an hour, chains and all, and I was anxious by that point to float down through the cloud of roiling fog as Marley and give old Scrooge what for. Those were great times. And it's fun to see the pictures again. And to realize how special a relatively few afternoons and evenings of my life have meant to me in the long run. To paraphrase Charles Dickens, the spirit of Christmas's past, present, and future will always live within me, in great thanks to the wonderful theater family I was invited to join more than a generation ago. Tiny Tim nailed it. God bless us, everyone.